Welcome back to the show. The guy making the hand signals to my left is none other than DJ Reader, having a fun time here on Texans 360 in the Dig. This is the Texans digital studio. We call it the Dig because that's, you know, what we do.
Short for it.
That's right. Short. It's short. One thing that's not short is the way this defense plays when it's at full strength. Mm. And really, if you think back to your rookie season, when Romeo Crennel was a defensive coordinator, what's it like having that guy in the building, on staff, and doing what he does?
Oh, you got so much experience. There's nothing Rack hadn't seen. There's nothing that he hasn't done, seen. So, you know, he's got a lot of experience, a lot of NFL playing. His mind's probably just racing all the time. I know he's got so many fouls stored back there in the league, 30-something years. So it's just, it's always good to have him because he can explain things to you in ways that other people can't really explain them to you. So he's just, he's a blessing to have, and I was, like, blessed my rookie year definitely to play for a guy like that.
It's really fun when we're out at practice, you know, when you guys are stretching and everything, seeing Romeo bounce around, not just along the defense, but to the offensive guys, the specialists. It looks like he can talk football with anybody.
Yeah, he can talk with, he has a mutual respect for everybody. Everybody respects him, you know, and so he makes it, like, his point to make a personal relationship with every single player. And he talks to you, and he makes sure he's like the first person you see in the morning when you're walking by. And he always asks you how you're doing. He genuinely cares.
One of the all-time great coaches in the NFL, and you put your coach's cap on, even if you weren't wearing a cap, yeah, at the Senior Bowl last week in Mobile. What was going on there? Why were you coaching?
I texted Weave and was like, man, your coach.
Weaver,
Coach Weaver, and I knew he was like, well, if you want to come out there, you can. I was like, definitely would love to come out there. So, you know, they got it cleared with Coach O'Brien and the PA and the NFL. And I was able to go out there and just, you know, serve almost as a buffer between, like, the players and the coaches. You know, sometimes it's hard for guys to ask questions directly to a coach in fear that they're going to mess up or somebody's going to be mad at them. And, you know, it's kind of that buffer and just give some knowledge that I might have playing right now that they didn't know, and just a little insight to what it's going to be like coming inside the NFL.
It can be a, I don't want to say scary, but it's just an uncertain time for a lot of those guys.
You just don't know.
You don't know where
you're
going.
You don't know anything.
Like, yeah, you don't know how high you're going to go. I mean, what's it like? What was it like for you getting to be a conduit for them?
It was good, you know, it was to help them out and just try kind of calm that process down because you can't worry about it.
Yeah.
That's the thing. I mean, you worry about it all the time. You got this guy, Joe Schmo, telling you this, you're going to go here. Somebody else is telling you you're going to go here. All these guys are just ranking you somewhere in their board, and it's not, that stuff's not important because they don't know what's inside the GM's head or what's inside that team's head, so you have no idea what's really going to happen.
Right. And you got a lot left playing-wise in you, but way down the line, could you see yourself coaching?
Maybe. I don't know about this level. Maybe high school. This level's kind of stressful. You know, college is, recruiting's tough. You're away from your family a lot, so high school ball, I think, might be fit perfect for
me. That's more your speed, huh?
Yeah, maybe more my speed.
I like it. All right, let's talk a little bit more about you, the player. What did you pick up the most year one versus year two? How did you grow the most as a player?
Consistency.
Yeah.
I think being consistent, trying to go in, take it one game at a time, one day at a time, and get better in general. And I think still miss out on a lot of opportunities I want to clean up, but I think consistency was the biggest thing for me.
So consistency, one area that you think you got a lot better in. What are you striving for after consistency as far as improving upon in 2018?
Become more of a leader.
Right.
Yes, I think I kind of sat in the background my rookie year, stepped up a little bit this year, but, you know, I think I can take that next step forward next year and definitely improve upon it.
I like it. All right, we got more steps to take here on this program on Texans 360 because coming up, Papa John's handed out a supersized surprise. It's all next on Texans 360.